Welcome back to our Benusa pregame show. Kelly Schultz, along with the head coach of the BSU Beaver women's hockey team, Jim Scanlon. And coach, again, your team having a battle from behind last night, and they pulled within a goal. But I know you said in the postgame, your team's getting tired of moral victories, aren't you?
Oh, absolutely. It's, it's league play now, so it's all about getting points. And, it doesn't matter who you're facing off against. You know you're going to go against a good team, and certainly we know Minnesota's an outstanding program, and once again they have a very, very solid team with a lot of very talented players. But we feel we can certainly compete and get points from anybody, and that's the goals now. So again, watching, haven't had an opportunity to look back on the film, we kind of just reaffirmed what we felt after the game. We played well. It was a good hockey game. It just came down to them getting, if you want to call it a bounce, a break, whatever you want to call it, their second goal. And we just could not find it with the opportunities we had, the flurries we had, the chaos we were able to create around their net. Just couldn't get a stick on a loose puck, and we come up short. But again, I've said many times, we don't evaluate the scoreboard. We're going to evaluate the performance. And I thought, by and large, we had a pretty good game yesterday.
I was excited to see that Tina Campa got an assist on Abby Haluska's goal. It was just a smart play by a freshman D, and she just found Abby, and Abby just finished it off.
Yeah, great effort by Abby. What Abby did so well on that play, she came back to the puck, and that allowed her to build speed through the neutral zone. And she's got nice hands. She made a couple nice moves and found some free ice. But Tina, that's the kind of player she is. She sees the open man and her open player makes the pass, and nice to see her get rewarded. But that's kind of what we've seen all year, all in the preseason and through the early part of the season. Tina gets the puck on her stick, she's usually gonna make a pretty good play with it.
Your freshmen are getting involved a lot in the plays early in the season. Are you kind of surprised by that?
Not really. We felt we had a really good class coming in, and they certainly haven't disappointed. Every opportunity they've gotten, they've tried to do the best with the ice time they've gotten. And I thought again last night, Claire DeGeorge certainly very noticeable on the ice. I thought Paige Beebe had a real solid game. She, along with Kiki and Summer, I thought were a very effective line. And Lindsay and Lydia and the opportunities they got, same thing. They work hard. Lindsay's so fast. She does a great job both ends of the ice utilizing her speed. So I was really impressed with all our freshman forwards.
The Gophers have some pretty strong freshmen as well. Grace Zumwinkle being one of them, Olivia Knowles the other. How do you counter the play that they played so well yesterday. How do you counter that today?
Well, they're gonna make their plays. They're outstanding players, and I thought we did a pretty good job in terms of Grace with 5-on-5 play. But when they get a power play, they're gonna have the extra person, and they find her. I think she scored a power play goal now in three of their four games, if not all four games. So, but I thought 5-on-5 we did well. She's just big and strong, and again, our players know that. They gotta do a good job keeping stick on puck, keep their feet moving against her defensively, and try to keep her on the perimeter. And obviously everybody on the ice has to be aware of all the other players on the Gophers, not just Grace, not just Olivia, but we can't be all mesmerized by the puck. The other four players have got to have their heads on a swivel and pick up people away from the puck, because Minnesota's the kind of team that if you leave people open, they're going to find them.
I also noticed yesterday's game became a little bit more physical than I remember ever being against a Gopher team. Is that just something, a little frustration out of them yesterday?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, it was, I didn't know if it was overly physical. I don't know if it was as physical as, say, when Syracuse was here. I mean, it's, again, two good teams. But I think we both skate well, and you're going to have situations where people are competing for the puck, and you're going to have those situations where you're in the corner, you're in the front of the net, and it's going to get physical, and that's certainly something that, we have to embrace, and our players certainly aren't going to shy away from it, and I don't think theirs are either. So, it's just, I thought that there was some plays maybe the referees let go, but at the same time, they weren't blowing their whistle all the time, which is always good too.
I mentioned before we started this conversation, I was having a bit of deja vu looking back on that WCHA playoffs where your team lost in game one 3-1, same scores last night. I know you talked in the post-game show as well about wanting to have a lead to kind of start this second game. Is that something that's going to be important to your team?
Well, I don't know if it's certainly if we don't get the first goal, it's not like game over. I mean, you can't have that attitude. But I certainly think it would be nice to get a lead. For one, it's always easier playing with a lead. But two, you're always chasing when you're behind. I read where Tommy was talking about overall standings. He goes, you're chasing taillights. And, you know, it's you get down, and then obviously it becomes even more difficult if they get the next goal, like what happened yesterday. We found ourselves down 2-0. But, you know, again, we just want to come out and play. Like, you know, the message today isn't, you know, necessarily we're not going to change in terms of how we need to play. I mean, the keys are going to remain the same. But I think it's really important just to remind them, you know what, hockey is always played at its best when you're having fun. You know, don't go out there and put all this pressure on yourself and squeezing your stick, or I got to do this, I got to score. Let's just go out, play hard, have fun. You know, things are going to take care of themselves. And, again, I like the way this team's playing. Again, there's 3 points that are on the table today. We want to try to go out and get, if not all three, we want to get as many as we can.
It is alumni weekend. How many alums have you ran into here at the for BSU Beaver women's hockey that you coached?
Yeah, well, I ran into Hutchie yesterday right after the game. It was great to see her again. You know, and I've seen Britt before. I haven't seen her yet, but I actually got to meet Tom Jacoby yesterday. She was sitting right there on top of our Coke machine. And both the Wheelhouse sisters were here. I believe it was a Williams was here. So I did not get to go over to the reception they had after the game. We had our four of our incoming freshmen are on their official visit, so we were having dinner with their family, so I wasn't able to get there. But tonight after the game, we're having a reception for all the alumni upstairs, so I'm looking forward to seeing a lot more of them tonight.
The very first coach of this BSU Beaver women's team is going to be dropping the ceremonial first puck. What does that mean to this program?
I think it's really special. It's great that Ruth Ann Cantile has come back. You know, the history of the program, again, 20 years, it's not – obviously not, you know, years and years. But, again, I mentioned this yesterday, what that group started, you know, we're now reaping the benefits of what that group started way back 20 years ago. And for her now, this is the first time she's been back. And I saw her this morning right after our skate, and she was just amazed, obviously, having not had a chance to see the Sanford Center and in our hockey facilities now compared to what it was like when she was here. So certainly the program and everything about it has come a long way in the 20 years. But, again, I give that group and all the players, you know, after that, credit for where we are today.
I know RH talked about it with Schultze. About how they didn't barely have a shoelace for those skates back then. Now your team finally has an endowment, a scholarship that was started up by the Kehoe family. What does that mean to your program to have people from the community supporting this program?
Yeah, that was really, really a special. When that came, you know, we got the word that the Kehoes were doing that. That was just really, really a special moment, you know, for myself, for Amber and Shane, just to have that, you know, because it's the first one that's ever been done, an endowed scholarship, and hopefully we can build on that. And it's just, you know, hopefully gives hope for the future. I mean, that's what all programs, you want to see, is people that are going to give back. And we're very, very fortunate that the Kehoe family is passionate about women's hockey and are willing to do something like that. So that was really, really neat. And you know, hopefully it won't be the last.
Coach, what's it going to take to beat the Gophers today?
Well, again, you know, let's just come out and play as hard as we played yesterday. I love the pace we played with. We were getting up and down the ice. I just said we need to play with a little bit more sense of desperation right from the get-go, be a little more tenacious around that net, and we get some of those opportunities. You know, let's bury it. Let's get more pucks to the net. Let's get more people to the net. And like I said last night, maybe we can get one to bounce off somebody and go in the net.
Good luck today, Coach. We'll talk to you in the postgame.
Thanks, Kelly.